Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to let you know that we have just opened up access to the recording of the Divine Feminine Energy Activation Ceremony that I did last year. So last year, we hosted this ceremony, which guided you step by step into awakening your deeper feminine energy within your body and to feel what your specific flavor of feminine embodiment feels like for you. If you want to get the free access to that recording, you can click the link in the show notes, or you can DM me on Instagram at soulcoachnikita, message me Divine Feminine Ceremony, and I'll get you the link so you can dive into this ceremony and activate your feminine energy right away. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast, and welcome to the third episode of, how should we call this, the private podcast? Today, I want to talk about the father wound, the masculine wound, the trust wound. So obviously this is a huge topic, and this is a huge topic that we dive deeper into in the soul retreat, because if there is a father wound, if there is a masculine wound, which almost all humans have, it creates leaks in our trust, and it creates leaks in our sense of belonging, and then that creates a leak in our sense of worth. So it's a huge topic. It goes into so many different areas. I'm covering more of that in the soul retreat. And today I want to talk with, like, just start this conversation and start the fatherhood. So you will know, and I will ask you, and you can journal on this, you can meditate on this, you can just listen as I ask you these questions. How is your relationship with your father? What topics are there that you feel like are unresolved with your father? What are some questions you would like or you wish you could ask him? And where is there old wounding around your relationship with your father? Did you feel like you received the love in the way that you wanted to receive love from your father when you were younger? These are just some of the questions to start with. And then as you write these down and as you reflect on these, you will see a pattern. Maybe there's nothing. Maybe you're like totally good. But maybe there's a pattern that you see. Maybe there is some emotions that are coming up. I invite you to breathe through them, to move through them, exhale them, feel the pain. Pain and emotions never go away by suppressing them or by intellectualizing them. They only go away by feeling them and extracting the wisdom out of them. So as you are moving through that, you can also observe what your relationship with trust and belief is. So first, I want to start with, what is your belief with the universe, God, life? Like, whatever you believe in, call it the name that you like to call it. How much do you fully trust it? How much do you fully not just believe in it, but know that the universe has your back, that God is supporting you, that you are God's favorite child? How much do you fully know that in your bones and in your body? And if you feel like, yeah, I like the universe and I like pulling cards, but I don't feel like it fully has my back, that's giving you some great insight into where you can deepen your trust and your belief and deepen your knowing in your body around that even more. And oftentimes when we don't fully believe in that, it's often because either with the father wound, there's something that happened, or with the external masculine wound, that there's something happened, or you don't follow through on your own things that you say you will do. So there might be some wounding in your own inner masculine energy, or maybe something happened in the past which created the belief that the universe only sometimes has your back. So you don't fully trust it now because you're like, well, I trust the universe, but it hurt me once or it hurt me 20 times in the past 20 years. So I don't fully trust it, but I like and wish I would trust it fully. And then that's the second. And then the third thing I want you to look at is observe and reflect on your relationship with men and the external masculine. What has happened? Are there certain things that you feel like are unresolved with men and with masculine figures in your life? What in the emotion that thinking about that or reflecting on them is bringing up for you? Where do you feel is there stored emotion or pain around them? What would you like to or wish you could have said to them? Or what would you like to say to them if you could? And how did that hurt you? Like, did that decrease your confidence? Did that decrease your self-worth? Did that, were you not able to express your boundaries, or were your boundaries crossed? And so that it decreased your power and your confidence in holding up your boundaries. So obviously this is a super loaded episode. There can be a lot of things coming up. Again, this is the work that I do with my clients. This is the work that I do in the soul retreat. This is the deeply healing work that I do also inside of SSM, because that course is focused on deepening your relationship with your feminine energy, with your body, with your sensuality, and with your pleasure. And we dive deeper into physically healing the trauma, physically healing your past, physically changing those things, not just talking about it, but physically changing your relationship with what happened, with the blocked emotions, with the trauma, with the fears, with the beliefs. That's the work that I do. So if you're feeling a lot coming up, please get the support that you want, get the support that you're feeling called to. You can also book a one-to-one session with me, or you can check out the Soul Retreat or SSM. But if there's a lot here, it will likely take more than just listening to an episode to clear that. It will take deeper work. And as you're moving through the deeper work, you will get to know so many powerful, beautiful, new and old parts of yourself. And you will get to feel and own and reclaim your power in a way where you don't roll your eyes when you hear me say that, but you will actually feel it in your body. So as you're reflecting on the questions and on the open woundings or open stories around the external masculine, the fourth part that I want to ask you about is your relationship with your own inner masculine. So do you follow through on the things that you say you will do? Do you feel like you have your own back? Do you feel like you can trust yourself? Do you feel like no matter what happens, you will be able to take care of yourself. You will be able to also protect yourself. You will be able to, all the things that you want an external masculine figure to do for you or to support you through, are you able to do those things for yourself as well? And there's a distinction, right? There's maybe you're in perfect harmony with all of that, which is great. Maybe you get to deepen and strengthen your inner masculine. And maybe your inner masculine is very, very big and is bigger than your feminine energy within you right now. Maybe you are very, very mean to yourself. And if you don't say, or if you don't do what you said you will do, you punish yourself and you're super mean to yourself afterwards. There could also be the scenario where the masculine is even bigger than the feminine. When you think about a man getting super, super angry and worked up, and he's punching you into the wall with his fist and just so out of himself, it's also possible that you're this over masculine with yourself. So if that is the case, you get to look at that with love, you get to observe that with love. And as you're observing that, as you're recognizing those patterns, you get to see, okay, where can I calm down in a loving way my masculine energy, where he is supporting you, but it's not overpowering you, where your feminine also has more than enough space to shine and to thrive. So as I've asked you to reflect on these four masculine roles, it gives you a lot of insight where there might have been misuse of trust, of belief, of being held, of feeling safe, And now that we have all of this information, we get to rewrite our own patterns with that. We get to rewrite our stories with that. We get to create our own foundation of safety, of trust, of worth, of knowing our worth within our bodies. And as there are so many different ways how you could do that, one of the things is that you can create a practice every morning for the next 1 week, for example, where you connect with your inner masculine energy and where you resolve and heal and love all those parts of you that felt hurt in the past, where you love them back into wholeness and fill yourself up with love and with safety and protection, feeling like you've got your own back. And then when there's things that happen with your father, with God, with masculine figures in your life, we are doing some powerful, powerful rituals in a soul retreat where we will rewrite that and heal that. And I highly, highly invite you to the soul retreat if you're feeling the call for it, if you want the support to dive deeper into the healing. My retreats are never like just a yoga and surf retreat where you do some tanning, where you do some surfing, and where you do some yoga. My retreats are like super, super powerful, like transformational retreats. The way you come in is not the way you will leave, and you will leave with a deeper relationship with yourself. And if you've been wanting to create transformations and healing in your life and with yourself, this truly is the place for you where you can do all of that. And you're also supported by so many beautiful women who are on the same or similar journey as you are, and where you are held with so much love and reverence and such deep understanding of what you're moving through. So if you want to dive deeper into that, you can check out the Soul Retreat at ananwayoflife.com/2024-retreat. And as you go about your days with this newfound awareness that you have around those big four masculine poles or roles in your life, see how those patterns are playing out in your life and how maybe belief systems, thoughts are coming up around the men or the masculine figures, and how you can rewrite them into a way, into a story that you like and that you want. And a big part is always those stories are in the mind, they are in the subconscious, yes. And there's also a big part that is living in the body. So just doing the mindset work only gets you there halfway, if even. So we need to work with the body, we need to work with the sensations that are underneath those beliefs and those experiences, those past memories that happened there. So we absolutely need to feel the sensations, the emotions that we either haven't allowed ourselves to feel that happened at that moment, or that are coming up now when you think about them, now that you are observing them with love and shining more light and awareness on them. I love you so, so much. You've got this. If you want any support, I'm here for you, and I'm sending you so much love, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram, and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.